Frankly, they get on like a house on fire is the most misleading saying in the English language. Faulty wiring? Misuse of heating equipment? Suspected arson? Not evocative of two people getting along in the least. You know what a house on fire has me picturing? Bazookas. Flamethrowers. Sirens in the distance. Because nothing is more guaranteed to start a house fire than two enemies blowtorching each other's most prized possession. Want to trigger an explosion? Being nice to your roommate is not going to do it. Lighting a match on top of their kerosene-soaked handmade quilt, on the other hand...
Miss?
The Uber driver turns, looking guilty about interrupting my pre-apocalyptic spiel.
Just a heads up, we're about 5 minutes from your destination.
I smile an apologetic thank you and glance back at my phone. My two best friends' faces take up the entire screen. Then, on the upper corner, there's me. More frowny than usual. Well justified. More pasty than usual. Is that even possible? More ginger than usual. Must be the filter, right? That's a totally fair take, Mara, Sadie says with a puzzled expression. And I encourage you to submit your, very valid complaints to Madame Merriam-Webster or whoever's in charge of these matters, but I literally only asked you how the funeral went. Yes, Mara. How'd funeral go? The quality on Hannah's end of the call is pitiful, but that's business as usual. This, I suppose, is what happens when you meet your best friends in grad school. 1 minute you're happy as a clam, clutching your shiny, brand new engineering diploma, giggling your way through a fifth round of Midori sours. The next you're in tears because you're all going separate ways. FaceTime becomes as necessary as oxygen. There are zero neon green cocktails in sight. Your slightly deranged monologues don't happen in the privacy of the apartment you share, but in the semi-public backseat of an Uber while you're on your way to have a very, very weird conversation. See, that's the thing I hate the most about adulting. At some point, one has to start doing it. Sadie is designing fancy, eco-sustainable buildings in New York City. Hannah is freezing her butt off at some Arctic research station NASA put up in Norway. And as for me, I'm here, moving to DC to start my dream job, scientist at the Environmental Protection Agency. On paper, I should be over the moon. But paper burns so fast as houses on fire. Helena's funeral was interesting. I lean back against the seat. I guess that's the upside of knowing that you're about to die. You get to bully people a bit. Tell them that if they don't play Karma Chameleon while lowering your casket, your ghost will haunt their progeny for generations. I'm just glad you guys were able to be with her in the last few days, Sadie says. I smile wistfully. She was the worst till the very end. She cheated in our last chess game. As if she wouldn't have beaten me anyway. I miss her. An inordinate amount. Helena Harding, my PhD advisor and mentor for the past 8 years, was family, in a way my cold, distant blood relatives never cared to be. But she was also elderly, in a lot of pain, and as she liked to put it, eager to move on to bigger projects.